Well, it's a disease most people associate with the medieval ages and not present day. We're talking about the bubonic plague. You might be surprised to learn that doctors in Oregon are treating a teenage girl with a rare case of the disease that she likely contracted during a local hunting trip. This year, more people have been diagnosed with the plague since 2006. NBC National correspondent Miguel Almaguer has our report tonight.
A teenage girl in Bend, Oregon, caught the bubonic plague from a flea. Tonight, she's being treated at this hospital. Though cases of the plague are rare, 16 this year in the U.S., the disease is common in the wild.
The most common source of the plague bacteria is in rodents, rats, squirrels, prairie dogs.
If caught early, the plague can be treated with antibiotics.
I'm very, very, very sick.
It was a close call for 7-year-old Sierra Jane Downing. Bitten by an infected insect 2 years ago, today she's healthy.
We were both in a state of shock.
Lucinda Marker and her husband John Toll both caught the plague with its flu-like symptoms.
What John and I both felt were fevers, tremendous fevers, aches and pains, and an extreme lack of energy.
John died of cancer, but Lucinda believes the plague played a role. The epidemic swept through Asia, Europe, and Africa in the 14th century, killing some 50 million people. In 1900, the disease arrived in the U.S. on ships infested with rats. Today, the plague is still here. This summer in Yosemite, campgrounds were closed and sprayed for insects. A disease many thought was long gone is rare, but still a threat.